I can talk about it now. But at the time, if anyone asked me how the book was going, I'd say, oh, you know, okay, or it's a bit of a slog at the moment. And then throw up some flack about a novel being a marathon rather than a sprint. But those who knew me best suspected the truth. I'd ground to a halt. I'd find any excuse not to go out, in case that might be the night inspiration finally struck, and I'd be away from my laptop. Then I began to avoid meeting friends, because I felt sure they'd pity me. This was the most pernicious aspect of writer's block for me, the way it made me isolate myself. It had all started so well. My agent thought the first 100 pages were the best thing I'd ever written. I wanted the rest as soon as possible. When I delivered the next 250 pages, she wasn't quite so enthusiastic. I'd stopped doing all the things that had worked so well. The fast-paced narrative had grown ponderous. Subplots and new characters sprouted, while the protagonist took a backseat. So I rewrote those sections, and again, and again, and again. They never seemed to get any better. For me, writer's block was a long, slow struggle to listen to what the guys in the basement, Stephen King's phrase for the unconscious, were trying to tell me. Or maybe there were the gals in the basement, the feminine side of my character, trying to get through to the stubborn, blinkered male side. The gals did their best, sending up plenty of warning signs. Every time I opened the latest draft and read over what I'd written the day before, my heart sank. I tense up. My shoulders knotted. I found it hard to care about the characters anymore. The joy had gone. It had become hard labour. To write a novel, you have to believe there are people out there who will love it. I was no longer in love with it myself. In fact, I'd begun to hate it. So how could I expect anyone else to fall for it? Going over and over the same passages without making any progress shattered my confidence. I would write a few sentences and then hear a supercilious, upper-class voice taunting me. Oh, really? Is that the best you can do? However did you get published? I fell into a familiar pattern. Write a few paragraphs, argue with the toff in my head, give up, go downstairs and take my dog for a walk. It got to the point that whenever I sat in front of my laptop, the dog would lie down next to me and stare at me expectantly. First the gals in the basement, then the dog. How many hints did I need? Luckily, I was asked to contribute short stories to some anthologies, and I rediscovered the joy of writing, the excitement, the sense of discovery. I could still write after all. It was just that I couldn't write the rest of that novel. Eventually, I conceded defeat and began to write another, which was inspired by one of the short stories I'd written. It's going well. I could have saved myself so much trouble if I'd listened to the gals in the basement. Or my dog.